Hello, it's the 11th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire Police are appealing for witnesses to an aggravated burglary. At about 4:30 last Thursday, two people knocked on the door of a flat on London Road, Bedford. When the door was answered, an attacker pulled out a gun from a blue carrier bag and threatened the man, who ran upstairs. The attackers searched the property and stole a phone, a laptop and cash. They are described as black, about 17 years old, and wearing dark jogging bottoms, dark hooded jackets and face masks. PC Amanda Gibson said, "We believe that this was an isolated instance, but have been carrying out increased patrols in the area to reassure the community." A nurse who took up nursing after her boyfriend died in a motorbike crash in 2012 was unfortunately killed in a crash herself when her motorbike flipped over. Chelsea Hobbs was riding on a day off in September last year when something made her brake heavily, an inquest was told. We previously reported that Bedfordshire Police are giving out free cyber alarm security software to help protect businesses from cybercrime. Recently, a specialist security researcher uncovered various flaws in the cyber alarm itself that can make users vulnerable to attack. Despite initially denying this research, the National Police Chiefs Council has put out a new tender for a replacement. Local businesses who are using it are recommended to switch to something else in the meantime. Bedford Borough Council is finally letting small businesses that don't have their own premises apply for the Business Support Grant Scheme. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.